fashion is a second skin. Like, especially when you even think about the beauty industry or hair. Like right now in the US, we're kind of going through this movement where we're trying to legalize, where we were trying to actually make it illegal for companies to not hire minority women because of their natural hair. So right now it's like New York, Kansas, California. There's like maybe 4 or 5 states that have passed the Crown Act, where it basically says to companies, you cannot not hire a Black woman because she wears her natural hair or because she wears ethnic styles. And it's so interesting to me because it's so tied to like the deep-seatedness of racism. To tell a woman that she cannot work in your job because she's not presentable enough to be considered professional because of the way her hair naturally grows out of her scalp, it's as preposterous as me walking into a company and them saying, you're 5'11", you can't work here because we only hire people under 5'9". The fact that, and hair is considered fashion, right? It's part of the beauty industry, but it's considered fashion and styles. And so your hair is literally a second skin. Like, I could not control the way my hair comes out of my head any more than I control the fact that my skin is Black. And both things are being pathologized. And one is being weaponized against the other, right? So rather than saying you don't want to hire this Black woman, you're saying I can't hire her because her hair is not in a bun, it's not straight. And even having straight hair is very much tied to a white feminine ideal, which is problematic within itself. When you think about, so fashion is just, it's so second skin because makeup, you put it on your face, it's like a second skin. It's like a skin that you appreciate and want to present out into the world. Fashion is so deeply personal. And I think because we're inundated with what to wears and all these lists of like what to buy, what to wear if you're skinny, what to wear if you're plus size, there's all these stories. But underneath all of that, it's about finding the clothing that best fits the way you want to present yourself into the world. And that's your second skin as connected to, especially for Black communities, our fashion is so Black, and I say that with bunny ears, like Black fashion is such a thing because our clothing is as rich in culture and racial heritage to us as our skin is, right? So yeah, you look at me, you know I'm Black. There's no denying it. Physically, your eyes can see it. But then my clothing also exemplifies that. And how I tap into Black fashion shows you how tied I am to being Black or to the Black community. So yeah, I think fashion 100% is a second skin, literally, figuratively, metaphorically. And I think if we thought about it as a second skin, we might be more critical in the clothing that we put on our backs consciously, because we would want to, in the same way, like I am incredibly proud of being a Black woman, which is my skin color. My clothing is another way to reinforce that pride. So it acts as a reinforcer for the physicality of my body. In a very like cultural way, but sometimes in a very physical way as well.